And you're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Float me on your river. Float me on your river. I am just a paper boat, so float me there.
Was the Lost Trades. Now, I thought that I was afraid that they were going to dissolve because their singer, one of the whose name eludes me at this point, she left to go off and do some woodworking. But apparently she's back to playing music again. So I don't know. But this is brand new from a retooled Lost Trades out of the UK. And that was Float Me on Your River. Now, hang on. I think there's album information to be had somewhere here. Yes, that's the title track from their upcoming new album, Float Me on Your River, from the Lost Trades. We had the Unthanks in there. Becky Unthanks and her sister. And that was the title track from their last album. No, the album was called Last. It didn't come last. Yeah, that was a while ago. 2011, that came out. And then Marjana Simkina and We Are the Ocean. I hope you enjoyed that set. I did. You know there's a football game coming up. You love sports? The CFRC sports team is working hard to bring Gales fans live sports on our airwaves and hoping to expand to include more youth sports league coverage on our airwaves. Support the CFRC team and local athletes. Donate today to support equipment and training costs to increase the station's capacity to broadcast more Gales games and youth league sporting events. Consider a gift of, say, $50 or more to our annual funding drive to ensure the team has the equipment and the trained team members ready and able to cover all of Queen's sports and local youth sports league news and games. So thank you very much for your support. We do sincerely appreciate it. All right. We got an older set now. It's like comfort food for your ears, I think. Well, the first two, anyway. We got some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And we have Bobby Gentry. Remember Bobby Gentry? Yeah. We got something from her. And XTC. Yeah, I'm playing XTC on a folk show. Go figure. But it's a wonderfully lush tune and it's seasonal, so that's nice. I hope. Guinevere, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Just for you from your favorite radio station, CFRC. I'm Hugh, and this is Folk Everything.
Winnipeg had green eyes like yours, milady, like yours. She'd walk down through the garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? Like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the wall. She shall be free. As she turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor, yours, milady, like yours. Streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free. Today, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
More than enough to keep me fed. Founders of Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Queens has put Windsor down. They have avenged their homecoming stumble. And they are getting one more shot at the team nobody says they can beat. But this time, they're going to be playing for the Yates Cup. Right here on CFRC.
All I can say is, we're number one today.
Whoa, sorry, I was intently listening to that stuff. Yeah, I know. Okay, what did we have in that last set? We started off with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Guinevere, of course. Hadn't heard that in a long time, so it was nice to dig it out. Now, if I could only dig out the info on my sheet here, I'd know what I'm doing. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Well, where are they on this list? They can't be that hard to find. There they are. It's from 1971, from the CSNN album. We had Bobby Gentry. Remember Ode to Billy Joe? Off the McCallahassee Bridge. Yeah. Well, that was her doing The Fool on the Hill. Nice Beatles classic for you from... Well, let's see. Local Gentry was the album I got that from. 1968. Ooh. And then one of the most underrated bands I've ever encountered, XTC. Started off as a kind of a punky band and then just turned it... Well, you heard that. It's so lush and pretty. And that was from near the end of their career. From the Apple Venus Volume 1 album from 1999, XTC and Harvest Festival. All right. Reminding you, it's our funding drive going on, goes right through until New Year's Eve. Okay, we got some stuff to get to you before we get out of here for the football game. And you know, to bring in these kind of sports costs us money because we've got to haul the equipment out there and sometimes, you know, equipment tends to fall apart sometimes, and we have to train sportscasters. It's a whole involved thing. So please donate if the opportunity presents itself for you to do that. All right. Okay, we got some Al Stewart. I love Al Stewart. I really do. This might have been a hit. I can't recall. Anyway, song on the radio. From the Time Passages album, 1978, Al Stewart.
Shooting star, but you. you there straight away. I know there's really no hiding. I tell you right now what we're gonna do. We'll go collecting the days, putting the moments away. You're on my mind like a song on the radio. You're on my mind like a song on the radio. Alone in the dark with a drink, with a candle flame burning before you, and your thoughts closed in. You were staring out into the distance, not seeming to hear what I said. Why did you put up such resistance, like all the lights were red? It's you and me, baby. Really no hiding. I tell you right now what we're gonna do. We'll go collecting the days, putting the moments away. You're on my mind like a song on the radio. You're on my mind like a song on the radio. Like a song on the radio.
And the next day you're walking all over me, baby, please. If you're gonna leave, don't have one foot inside of the door. Waiting to see, waiting for me to come fix all the things that you've broken to pieces. I'm sick of this sickness, you're like a disease. I'm the most getting laying deep. I just want you to hold me, I want you to leave. I know you can love me, I know you can show me why we hold on like we do. You're my favorite shade of blue. You're my favorite shade of
shining on the floor of the leash. She gave it away.
nickel and a dime a dime. I got a house for Charlie, none of them mind. She gave it away. Well, a pretty baby, they don't harm me now. One more time.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, wasn't that fun? Leapy Bouty? That's a band called Yes Ma'am. They are from Nollins. And that was a thing called Squishing Bees. Well, you shouldn't squish bees. It's just not good for the planet. Whoa, what was that? Stop that. Uh-oh, I think you know what I'm going to play next. Yeah. Okay, what was I saying? Yes Ma'am, Squishing Bees. Their new album, it's called Bless This Mess. Yeah, they're on the Flail label. Same label as, all kinds of wonderful people. Bridge City Sinners, for one. That's where I met the guy who runs the label, and he sent me a bunch of CDs, and that was one of them. I'm going to be chuckling through those for the next few months because they're all brilliant. All right, some shows that you should be aware of before we get out of here. Georgia Harmer is playing tonight at the Broom Factory. Hoxley Workman is in at the Broom Factory on November the 14th. Junkhouse on November the 22nd, but they're at the Spire, and Asanabi is in at the Broom Factory on December 11th. Some other shows. Guy Davis on November the 15th. Oken and Ahmed Monica, who I've played, are in on the 22nd. The Strumblers on the 23rd, but that's at the Grand. Let's see. Who else? Garnet Rogers is in the Broom Factory, December the 14th, and the Slaves of Spanky on the 19th. Okay? Okay. So that just about does it for me for another time. Folks, football game's coming up. I think you know what I'm going to play next. There's some Neil standing over there. And, I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. We are in our funding drive. Thank you very much. And I'll be back next week with a whole new show. Yes, indeedy. All right. Take care. Football game is coming up next to take us there. Out of the blue, my. Hey. Neil and Crazy Horse. Thank you.
heads are down. They have avenged their homecoming stumble. And they are getting one more shot at the team nobody says they can beat. But this time, they're going to be playing for the Yates Cup. Right here on CFRC.
All I can say is, we're number one today.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome back to season 102 of Gales Game Day here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the Grad Club pregame show, and it's not just any pregame show. This is your Grad Club pregame show for the 117th Yates Cup right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before we get started, let's give a big shout out to our title sponsor for the 2025 season, our friends over at the Grad Club. Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca. For more information. Thank you to the Grad Club. They have been riding with us all season long, and I hope you have as well. But if this is your first time tuning into Gales Game Day, you picked a pretty great game to join us for, as Kitchener-Waterloo is the final stop on the road to the Yates Cup as your Queens Gales try to take down the reigning, defending, undisputed OUA champions, the Laurier Golden Hawks. Before we dive headlong into the present, into today's current matchup, let's take a quick look at the history of the Yates Cup itself and the two proud programs playing for it. The oldest still existing trophy in all of college sports, the Yates Cup is named in honor of its donor, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Henry Bridges Yates. Dr. Yates was born in Montreal in 1865. Educated in England, attending Cambridge University, Yates would return to Montreal in 1893 to attend McGill University's medical program. Yates would join McGill's rugby football team, eventually being selected as one of its team captains. In 1898, Yates had the trophy commissioned, and from 1898 until 1970, it was awarded to the winner of the Senior Intercollegiate Football League regular season, with a playoff game only occurring if there was a tie at the top of the table. So up until 1971, the Yates Cup always went to whichever team had the best regular season record, and the only time they played for the cup itself is if you had two teams that were identical in their winning records. In 1971, the decision was made to formalize a league playoff for the then OUAA and award the Yates Cup to the winning team. Now, this playoff format is something that is commonplace across all U Sports football leagues. The Yates Cup has been awarded 116 times since 1898, with some pauses in the timeline, of course, due to the First World War, the Second World War, and the COVID-19 global pandemic. Today is the 117th Yates Cup, and we have a first-time title game matchup between two programs with rich lineages of success, but two programs who have never played one another in the Yates Cup before. So this is going to be good. Originally known as the Waterloo Lutheran Golden Hawks when they entered the league in 1961, Wilfrid Laurier University, or just Laurier as we will call it today, experienced a slow but steady climb to the apex of Ontario football. They won their first Yates Cup in 1972 with an 11-point victory over the Western Mustangs. They would repeat in 73 before falling short in 1974 and 1975, so four straight Yates Cup appearances for the Laurier Golden Hawks. They would close out the 70s with one final Yates Cup in 1978, and this was actually at a time when the Yates Cup was split into a Western champion and an Eastern champion. So Laurier picked up the Western version of the crown, while Queens won the Eastern version. So the closest we ever came to these two teams colliding in the Yates Cup was 1978, when the crown was actually split between West and East. The Golden Hawks would pick up Yates Cup wins in 1987, 1991, 2004, and 2005. Their wins in 91 and 2005 also mark their only Vanier Cup winning seasons to date. Laurier very famously won the 2016 Yates Cup 43-40 over the Western Mustangs, thanks to a mind-blowing, furious fourth-quarter comeback, but they would get obliterated the following year by Western 75-32. Laurier made the 2023 Yates Cup, and they would fall in a losing effort to the Mustangs, before breaking through last season, winning in convincing fashion, putting up 51 points on a very strong Western defense. They would ultimately fall one game short of winning the Vanier Cup, losing to the Laval Rougeor here in Kingston in U Sports Football's final game of the season. The Laurier Golden Hawks enter today's game with 9 Yates Cup victories on their resume. They're looking to make it an even 10 at home against your Queens Gaels. For the sake of brevity, we won't go over every single relevant detail in the rich tapestry of Queens football. Here are some broad strokes. Created in 1882, Queens football is one of the most celebrated athletic programs in Canadian sport. Not just football, all of Canadian sport. Queens has 23 Yates Cups to their name, 7 Dunsmore Cups, 4 Vanier Cups, a Mitchell Bowl, 3 Churchill Bowls, an Atlantic Bowl, and yes, 3 Grey Cups back to back to back. This is a decorated football program. Their first Yates Cup came all the way back in 1900, and their latest Yates Cup at the time of publication came in 2009. Now here's a fun fact for you. Today marks the first time since 1979 that the Queens Gaels have not played a Greg Marshall coach team in the Yates Cup. They lost to Mac in 2002, beat Western in 2009, and lost to the Mustangs in 2013, 2021, and 2022. Now, those last three losses were all blowouts with score lines of 51-22, 29-0, which is still the only shutout in Yates Cup history, and 44-16. Here are some more not-so-fun facts for you. Tyler Mullen is actually the only active Gaels player to have scored in a Yates Cup. He kicked 2 extra points in 2022. Here's another not-so-fun fact for you. The last time Queens won a Yates Cup on the road? Scratch your brain for this one. November 27th, 1937, a 7-6 overtime victory over the Toronto Varsity Blues. They have an all-time road record of 5 wins and 8 losses in the Yates Cup, with all 5 of those victories occurring between 1904 and 1937. That's right, Queens has not won a Yates Cup on the road since the days of William Lyon Mackenzie King. Now, remember that Queens left the then OUAA in 1980 to join the Quebec Football Conference, so let's track their road record in Dunsmore Cup games to get a more complete statistical picture. The Dunsmore Cup, which has since been renamed, is Quebec's equivalent of the Yates. Queens had a 4-win, 5-loss record in road games playing for the Dunsmore Cup. This gives the Gaels an overall road championship game record of 9-13, or just a little under a 410 win percentage. What I'm trying to say, folks, is it's not easy to close out the provincial title game on the road, and this Queens team may have their work cut out for them today. Okay, now that we've talked about the past and the grim statistical reality that this team may face, let's talk about how they got here. After a slow and at times supremely sluggish first half last week, the Gaels caught fire midway through the third quarter. They were trailing 25-13 on the road against the Windsor Lancers, and at times that 12-point deficit felt nigh insurmountable. But then, with their season slowly slipping away, number 12, Alex Vraken completed a 48-yard bomb to number 13, Logan Walton, to give the Gaels life. The very next play, he went back to Walton again for a transformative touchdown, 25-20 ball game. This sequence gave the Gaels renewed life as they began to dominate in all three facets of the game. Number 29, Jared Kasari began the fourth quarter with a 60-yard touchdown scamper, a new postseason high for the General. This put Queens up 27-25. The Lancers would surrender a safety to make it 29-25. With 4:20 on the clock in the fourth quarter, Windsor began their march down the field. This 4-point deficit meant that they could not settle for a Brady Lidster field goal, which is how they usually beat teams. They had to get 6. Nick Domovsky was under pressure following a great rush from Oliver Jackson, so he rifled a ball to the flat and right into the hands of number 24, Ashton Miller, Melançon. The Gaels take over inside the Laurier 30. Jared Kasari would cap the day with his second touchdown to give the Gaels a 36-25 lead, a 23-point swing that would put the Lancers down for good and allowed Queens to punch their ticket to the Yates, their third appearance in 5 seasons and the third overall appearance during the Steve Snyder era. Let's discuss the Gaels' top performers before we move on to Laurier. Number 12, Alex Vraken, went 18 for 27, 183 yards, so not a huge passing day, but 2 touchdowns and 27 very key rush yards on the ground as well. Number 29, Jared Kasari, the MVP without a doubt, 16 carries, 176 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kasari now has, for his playoff career, 896 total yards and 6 total touchdowns. Just unbelievable stuff from Queen's second all-time leading regular season rusher. Number 13, Logan Walton, 3 catches, all of them big play balls, 91 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, number 24, Ashton Miller at Melançon, really put this game to bed with that late fourth quarter interception, added 5 tackles on top of that. Jacob Baldwin, this kid has been playing out of his mind all season long. 11 tackles and a sack. And number 52, Oliver Jackson, 5 tackles, a forced fumble, 2 tackles for loss, and could have easily had a couple sacks in there, but forced a couple bad passes from the Windsor quarterbacks. And now we discuss the Laurier Golden Hawks, and it was a tale of two halves for this Laurier team. The first half gave you the kind of performance you'd expect from the nation's top-ranked team. Long offensive drives resulting in points, and defensive dominance that kept the Griffins in check and actually off the scoreboard in the first half. Laurier up 27-0 at halftime, and admittedly, I was calling time on this game before the third quarter even kicked off. But then Guelph began to rally. A quick score made it 27-8. About 10 minutes later, the Griffins got another one to cut the lead to 11. Laurier would retaliate and up their lead to 21, going into the fourth up 37-16. Game over? Not quite. Guelph would rally again, scoring 2 touchdowns to make it 37-30, and they actually even got the ball back with 40 seconds left on the clock. But they simply ran out of time. Laurier survives and advances with a 37-30 scoreline. Now, conspicuous by his absence in this game was star wide receiver number 4, Ethan Jordan. Jordan was out of the lineup last weekend, and we do not know his status for today's game. If he's out of the lineup again, the Gaels will have a better chance of stealing a victory on the road. If Jordan is back, things will get even tougher for your Gales.